Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, it's tuning in through our online affiliates around the world. We're glad that you all could join us as well. We're so excited to welcome back Dr. Velma Bagby to our broadcast today. You guys know her as the best-selling author of the Catch series, but she has other books she's been able to write as well that she has talked about with us before. We're going to talk to her, though, about the extraordinary start of her year as we're kind of wrapping up the first quarter, what it's been like for her to see the response to the third book in the Catch series, She'll Tear Down the House, and also what she has coming up for you guys as well. She's already gearing up for book number 4. If you all are not staying connected with Dr. Velma, we'll let you know the best way to be able to reach her and to take advantage of the great things she has going on as well. Dr. Velma, always a pleasure. Glad to have you back on with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Cyrus. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Look, it's always a pleasure for me as well. So, Dr. Velma, you've had quite the quarter of 2024. You've had quite the past couple of months. I was just saying to you before we went live here, you've had a lot going on. You released a new book, The Wrong Catch, She'll Tear Down the House. You celebrated your own 50th wedding anniversary. And then, of course, you're gearing up as we're going into the month of April for the release of your newest book in the series. What has this experience been like for you to kind of think about the last 3 months, Dr. Velma?
It's been this time has gone by so quickly, it's difficult to even kind of process it all. I may need the month of May to do that. What's going on?
It is a lot. It is a lot. And I should say you're going to be a part of two events, one with myself and one with my friend and colleague, Melissa Banks, a little bit later, some conferences as well. Did you imagine when you started this series, though, Dr. Velma, that it would lead to all the things that it has?
No, I did not. I did not at all, Cyrus. I had no idea. Matter of fact, I didn't have any preconceived notions of what my next steps were going to be. These steps for me have just evolved over time based on responses from the readers, based on reactions I've gotten from the books, based on people I've met and gotten to know and opportunities and doors just open. So none of this was on my list of things to accomplish.
Yeah. And so for people who are just being able to, to find out about the Catch series, and you and I have these conversations, even though you and I have had, several now about them, there are always going to be new readers, which is the exciting thing. And actually, I think what every author wants, right, to always be able to pick up new authors as you go from book to book. What has that been like for you to find the discovery of the series, Dr. Velma, and how people are responding to it once they get into it, especially with the first book?
Well, one of the things, like I said earlier, some people, they are planners in that way. I'm not that type of planner when it comes to creativity in terms of the books that I'm writing, what I've been called to do. I don't pre-plan that much. I really try to wait to be inspired and led by either something I see, something I hear. Sometimes I'm up before the sun shines here in California, and things are rolling around in my mind in terms of what I feel like I'm being led to do. And so I try to wait for that level of inspiration. And sometimes doors just open because you just talked to someone the other day or someone you've gotten introduced to. And so it's been really exciting for me because I'm in awe of what has occurred just in the last 3 months.
Right. And so I think for people who are brand new to you, I want to go back briefly, if you don't mind, to how it all began. What was it? What was the spark for you when it came to the first book, The Catch No One Wants?
The spark for me was the fact that, first of all, that I completed the book because it was different for me writing Christian contemporary fiction because I was accustomed to writing non. So that was the first thing. And then the spark really came when I started hearing the responses. I also had beta readers to read copies of the manuscript before the book was even released. And so hearing from them, it just really nudged me on hearing what they had to say about it. They couldn't wait to hear more. They couldn't wait to see more fish analogies. And so it let me know that I was on the right track with something new and different for me as a writer. So that was very inspirational. And it just really fueled everything that I've accomplished so far.
And I think for myself, as I've been able to have these conversations with you, Dr. Vellman, I'm going to tell you later about the vision I had of us when it came to the series. But what has been interesting for me is that, like you just said, it is a novel, it is fiction, but it is the truth. Mm-hmm. It is the truth that you're able to share. And I think that is what makes it so interesting. I want to talk about vulnerability, though, because here's the thing for myself, and I'm sure you're getting this as well, and for our audience out there, when you're writing, of course, one of the things people are told, and I heard it even at a conference I recently was at, you know, a lot of times authors are told to write what you know. How much did that kind of lead you in the direction, Dr. Vellman, of what you ultimately have done with the Catch series?
Well, in terms of writing what I know, that's partially true because of the fact that I address dating and relationships. I address marriage, and I believe that preparation happens way before you walk down the aisle to say I do to the person. And so I felt like those were things I knew already. But I also knew some of the challenges I've been witnessing and observing over the years, conversations I've had with individuals who express their difficulties in the dating field, all of that. So I witnessed all of that. So based on what I know and what I have experienced myself, I knew there was something I needed to do about it, and that's what I did by writing these analogies in the book. And so, yeah, you do kind of write about what you know.
Yeah, and now here you are being able to do it in a way that definitely people can be able to connect with. And I think I love that part of it. Now, I have to say, Dr. Vellman, I am a person who, I'm an oddball. Anyone who knows me knows it's not a epiphany of any sort. pretty much are like, okay, Cyrus, tell us something we don't know. But I'm a person, it's so interesting with me enjoying your series, because I'm not a person who at this stage of my life is at all interested in being married, but I do appreciate the seriousness of marriage and what it means, and the importance, as you talk about, even though you're not preachy with it, of making sure we're putting God first. How much has that kind of impacted the way you approach each book, Dr. Vellman? Because for our audience to know, you heard her categorize it as contemporary Christian fiction, right? But none of the books are preachy in any way. So what has helped you? Maybe I should ask it that way. What has helped you to write these books that are based on Bible principles without making them sound preachy?
Well, again, we've had conversations about the way the parables were structured and that was always Jesus's goal, is not to intimidate the people he needed to talk to or to put them down in any way. And so he wasn't preachy either in terms of helping an individual to see the state of their lives and what things they needed to do to correct or change it. He simply told a parable, and that was the way he introduced the truth to them, in a way that they can discover what needed to be done themselves based on the story he told. And so I thought that was really powerful, and I felt that was the approach I wanted to take. I wanted to take in this series. And after I wrote that first book, that's when I realized it really does do what he did with the parables. It gets the person's attention without you really hitting them over the head with, look, you need to change what you're doing. It never did that, and he never took that approach.
Yeah, so, such a great point. And for those who don't know, one of the characters that makes such a big appearance and impact in the book is Grayson. And I have to say for myself, I guess for one thing, because you know he is the strong male character of the series, I really appreciate Grayson. I try to be that friend, Dr. Vellman, who can be a voice of reason but also a listening ear. I do not like to give advice, but if someone asks me my opinion, you know, I try to do it in a way that comes from love and try to help. Grayson, to me, is that person. And I love the fact that from the very first book to the third book, The Wrong Catch, She'll Tear Down the House, he approaches everything from his daughter to the women, to the men with love. What has that been like for you to see how people have taken with Grayson?
because I think it's something that needs to be shown, that it still does exist, that men have gotten a bad rap in terms of showing their emotions, showing that they care, even fathers. I mean, you can still express what your rules are without being overbearing. You can still show love to the person to the child you're expressing that desire to. So I wanted Greg to show, and that's why I did. I loved making him the way I did in the stories and maintained that because I showed even a progression for him and some growth that he had to have as a father. He had to change his approach and really understand what his daughter was going through. And so he showed grace, which we're told to do all the time, but I don't think we really apply it.
Yeah. I think that is the big thing I want to say for our audience who are just tuning in. Welcome. You are listening to Conversations Live here on the radio side of Mississippi on WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We also welcome those tuning in through online affiliates and our podcast as well. We have Dr. Velma Bagby back with us today. We're talking with her not only about the year that's been 2024. And Dr. Velma, I'm right there with you. It does feel like a whirlwind. So much is happening that it's hard to kind of keep it all together, but gratefully, it's a lot of great things. You're celebrating book three of the Catch series. So I did mention, though, you have a lot of things coming up. One of the things you're doing, Dr. Baum, and I mean, this is why sometimes I think we need an hour conversation, because one of the things that you are doing is you're sharing what you have learned with others. So yes, you are entertaining and inspiring through the books, but you also are doing these in-person events. You're going to be speaking at my conference, The Right Stuff, this year. You have other appearances. Talk to us about that. Has that been easy for you to embrace Dr. Velma as the authority?
No, not at all. What was difficult to embrace was the journey that I had to take. I didn't expect that I would be writing books after I retired. I did not expect that. Neither did I expect that I would be writing books about dating and relationships and marriage. And I think coming into that, I recognize that, and I think you say this sometimes, that we're not given these abilities and this knowledge just to keep it to ourselves. It's important for us to share what we've learned on our journey so that the next person doesn't have to try to figure it out alone. You can share tips that you gained along the way. So seasoned people need to share what they've been given. So it's a blessing, really, to have what you've been given. So 50 years of marriage, how did I get there? How did we get there? How did we maintain it? Did we have rough patches? Absolutely. So those are the kind of things you want to make sure you're sharing with others as they're coming along the way.
And I appreciate that because you have, I was just saying to you before we went on here, people, you know, may only know you for the Catch series because for one thing, that's what we talk about the most, but you've also contributed to anthologies. And one in particular, you share the importance of finding your own creative voice. Talk to us about that and what that's been like for you to share with other authors, Dr. Velma, about the importance of, it's one thing to take advice, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do it as well. But at the end of the day, trusting the voice that God has given you, what has that been like for you to share with other authors or aspiring authors?
It's been wonderful. First of all, I had to discover my voice. Having come from a corporate environment, working 38 years, and I was a deputy administrator, so I was accustomed to writing the language of my job, the writing the language of my company. So I understood the voice of the company I represented. So leaving that environment, as I entered into the writing field, I had to discover my own voice. What is it? I knew what I had to talk about, but how and what was going to be my approach to communicate that message. And one of the things I discovered about myself is that I hate outlines. And there are so many people who directed me to do that, and I tore it up and got rid of that stuff. It just drove me crazy. And I discovered the jigsaw method of writing, and that was my style. Once I discovered my own style and my own voice, I was very comfortable in getting my writing done. And if you want to know about the jigsaw puzzle of writing, it's pretty much taking a jigsaw puzzle like you do with a box of jigsaw. You put the pieces out. I write a piece. I don't know where that piece is going to fit. But in that moment, I'm inspired to write a particular piece. The next time I sit down to write, I might be inspired to write on a totally different piece. And it's after I got my pieces, then I do know how it's going to fit in the book. I know the outline. I know the chapters. after the pieces are placed together just like you would with a jigsaw. Once I understood all of that, my writing became very easy. So those are the two things I had to discover.
Love that. Love that. And I think that is such a big thing and such a great reminder, Dr. Vim. I'm sensing another book, a writer's book coming, but I'm not going to get into that with you. So let's talk about what we know is coming. And that is the fourth book in this series. She's going to get me after this, y'all. But so the fourth book in this series, talk to us about what's coming, because as we're wrapping up, for those joining us live, as we're wrapping up this first quarter of 2024, wrapping up March, you're already planning for the fourth release. What can you tell us about what we can expect next?
This is another example of what I just talked about. I never know what's going to happen. This book actually came to be within the last couple of weeks. It's something I had been talking about all along, but I felt like I needed to place an emphasis on it. And so the fourth book is going to be released just in time for April Fool's Day, because it's called The Catch, The Book of Fools.
Wow.
So it's going to be a quick reference to all the things that Grayson talked about in all of the other books in the series, but focusing just on what that means. So that one is going to be nonfiction, because it's where I actually give the scripture references and what it says about foolish people and a fool, because that was what he talked about, was a red flag, and that people should pay attention to those red flags because they're warnings, and yet people excuse them, they discount them, and yet God is trying to say, this is my effort to keep you out of danger. And I thought there were over 60 scriptures, but I discovered there's over 200 references about foolishness and being a fool. And so I took 80 of them and addressed them in this particular book, and then created a deck of cards, a full card game that's going to accompany it, and that should be coming out next month as well.
Love that. So, Dr. Vim, I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I mean this sincerely.
Yeah.
But so you talked about book is going to be nonfiction. So technically, this is the second nonfiction book you've kind of completed in this world. How are you counting it? Are you counting it as book two in the nonfiction side, or how will it be considered as far as in the series?
It's going to be a pause.
Okay. Okay.
It's the moment of pause.
Okay.
I haven't figured out that part yet, Cyrus.
Okay.
That came so quickly within the last 2 weeks. I was busy getting that book ready, getting the cover updated so that the cover reflects what a fool looks like. I mean, it has been that quick. So
gotcha.
Digressing back, you know, just to digress a minute, I can't answer that. That hasn't been revealed yet. I just know I was I had the thumb on my back saying, do this and do it by April, and that's what I'm doing. So how it closer to the weekend.
Okay. Hey, we will all be waiting to find out. Hey, and I can honestly tell our audience, I probably will be discovering it with all of you. So we will be discovering it together for sure.
There's definitely going to be a fourth novel coming out to fit the series. That's definitely coming. And it's coming with an update, an expanded version of the workbook. That's part of book four. But this particular one caught me off guard, because I had no plans to do this. And once I got the inspiration to do it, things just started falling into place. So, again, like we said, the past 3 months have gone by very quickly. So have the opportunities that have come across our path that we didn't expect would be there. And here we are.
Well, it's exciting to be able to know, and so that brings up what I was just saying, makes it even more, another nonfiction book. So who knows what's going to come out of that. Could be another workshop. Not that I'm putting that out there. I'm just saying. So you are doing some other things, too, with this, too, Dr. Vilma, to go along with this new book, and that is adding some auxiliary products. So talk about that, because when you were first telling me about it, I didn't say it to you at the time the way I saw it, but that really kind of expands on the brand, because as of right now, the brand has just been about books. What has it been like for you now to create products, tangible products, that kind of expand on the brand of the Catch series?
I've been working on my digital products, and I had them ready. I had to work with a special graphic designer to help me rebrand my own signature, so that now that I have that, I had these digital products in my files. I just hadn't done anything with it. I had created a book discussion kit that was in my file. I hadn't done anything with it yet. Now I'm going to have a deck of cards that will go along with this book that's getting released. And so those are all products I'm definitely going to have available. I had no idea, really, to be honest with you, but I had the ability to produce these because I had them in my files already. I already have these. I have PDFs that I'm going to be adding to my website and offering them for free for those who want to have specific things regarding the questions that you should be asking. I remember you and I talked about pre-marriage questions that we wait until we're engaged to ask that we should be asking. All of those, I had to wait until my new branding was done, and I'm thankful to Dream by Design for doing that. Now that that's done, I can begin to take those PDFs and put them online so that it becomes available.
Love it. Well, it gives us something to look forward to for sure. I'm excited about it, Dr. Vama, and I'm so excited about what you're doing, not only with this series, but also with your gifts. And I love the fact, I think if anyone takes anything away from this conversation, you are a great example, especially in the time I've known you the past few years, of not putting limitations on your God-given gifts. Because, you know, you've gone from writing nonfiction to writing fiction to, you know, being able to teach, you know, to inspire. You're building a community, which we don't talk a whole lot about in our conversations, but building a community on social media, you know, with your tribe and pouring into them with different voices. Are you, I mean, does it, I mean, I know for yourself, you talked about this year kind of being almost a blur. But have you had the time to think about all of those things, the things that you have actually built, this tribe of people, this coalition of people around your writing and your mission?
I really appreciate the people that I have had the pleasure of getting to know. I really do. I've formulated some great business relationships that I love, and it's always been my commitment to work with people I know. I don't work with people I don't know. And so if you're a stranger to me and you reach out and say, hey, I have this available, I'm not going to gravitate towards that person. But the person I do gravitate towards is someone I value that's in my inner circle that says, hey, this is a good person right here. They know that person, then I will make an effort to get to know them as well. But because I believe in building relationships, and that's, for me, I value more in this line of work than anything else.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Now, you have kind of become a person that individuals look to anyway, Dr. Vama, for advice, for counsel, for wisdom, which is what you were doing even before writing this series. What has it been like for you now in the writer space to be that too?
I'm excited. It's been fun. I love creating. My favorite pastime is coming. I have my space downstairs in my house, my favorite pastime. When I feel like I'm in that space, I'll come down and I'll begin to write or work on something. But there's so many pieces to creating a book, from getting your own ISBN to making sure that you run it through kind of the book description system that I have already, just to see if what I said is the best way to say it. There's just so many tools available. So I love creating, and so that's my pastime.
Such a great thing. Again, everyone, Dr. Vama Bagby has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking with her about the year that's been 2024. So we're wrapping up the first quarter, the success of the Catch series, but also what's to come. So, Dr. Vama, let our audience know again the title of the new book and how they can stay connected with you.
Well, the title of the new book is The Catch, Book of Fools, along with a card game that's coming out. And you can stay in touch with me by reaching out through social media. I'm on all the platforms, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter and Threads, as well as Instagram and LinkedIn. Or you can reach out to me using my website, drvelmabagby.com. And so I would love to hear from you, and looking forward to hearing more.
All right. Well, Dr. Vama, always a pleasure being able to speak with you. Great to be able to see all the great things that are coming up and looking forward to the new release.
Thank you, Cyrus. I appreciate your support, and you have a great one.
Hey, you as well. And we definitely appreciate you all for tuning into this segment of Conversations Live. We have more coming up for our radio audience. You guys stay with us. We have author Jo Salas that's going to be joining us here in a bit. She's going to be talking about her new book, Mrs. Lo Porter. You definitely don't want to miss that. For those joining us on the radio side, we appreciate you all tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We also welcome those joining us through our online affiliates as well. You all stay with us. We have more Conversations Live coming up. For those who are joining us via the podcast, until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all so much for choosing Conversations Live. We'll be back with you guys real soon. Take care.